feel like that for so many of us, but we got there. It's First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We'll start off with a couple of headlines you need to know. All Utah Jazz players and staff have been cleared by the Utah Department of Health after completing their respective periods of isolation and quarantine following exposure to the coronavirus, according to a team official. So remember, more than 2 weeks ago, Rudy Gobert, Jazz center, was one of three NBA players to test positive for COVID-19. That's what prompted the NBA to suspend play. One day later, Gobert teammate Donovan Mitchell also tested positive. We now know that they have all been cleared by the Department of Health for Utah. The Jazz will continue to practice social distancing and limit time outside of their homes to essential activities in accordance with the recommendations from the NBA and the Centers for Disease Control. Elsewhere in other news you need to know, in the NFL draft will go on in April. That is according to Roger Goodell. But not only will it go on as scheduled from April 23rd to 25th, Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a league-wide memo distributed Thursday. In the memo obtained by ESPN's Adam Schefter, Goodell also warned teams around the league for criticizing the league's stance. He wrote in the memo, quote, "Public discussion of issues relating to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action." So he is out there telling you it's going to happen. And more importantly, he's out there telling you you ain't allowed to talk about it. It's First Take, Your Take. I'm Jason Fitz on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Got a lot we're going to get into today. And everybody joins us on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. That's where we want your take. Going to do a little NBA Your Take. We've been doing a lot of NFL this week. Today, we're going to focus a little on the NBA. Obviously, as we just told you, the Jazz have been cleared at this point, but we also know that the NBA is still sitting in this suspended layoff period. There is no basketball happening. The question is, which NBA team does this layoff hurt or help the most? Either way, which team benefits from it? Which team loses the most from it? 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. That's how you can get in on the conversation. Tell me who benefits. Tell me who's hurt by it. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz. We'll give you some of my thoughts coming up on that too. We're presented by Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless has the full court cell phone coverage you need. Get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high speed data, then 2G for just $45 a month. Saves you up to half the cost of big carriers. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. So part of the NBA layoff conversation is here for us today because it was a conversation about LeBron James specifically today on First Take. Jay Williams joined Stephen A. and Max to talk about whether or not this time off helps or hurts the King.
If he says that, you know what, it's actually a negative because it disrupts the rhythm, the flow, and all the things that you put into training over the last 6 months for this moment, then I'm going to side with LeBron James. Another person I'm going to side with, Max Kellerman, is Irvin Magic Johnson, who came on this show yesterday and educated us about the fact that the biggest beneficiaries of this may be the Los Angeles Clippers, not just because of the greatness of Coach Doc Rivers in managing, even though this is a situation that nobody ever imagined having to manage, and we understand that, but if anybody's equipped to do it mentally, emotionally, and what have you, it would be a Doc Rivers. You couple that with the injuries that have been sustained by the Paul Georges of the world. Even Patrick Beverley had nicks and knacks. And then, of course, Kawhi Leonard, who obviously engaged in load management because you had some things to be concerned about as it pertained to his health. When you have an opportunity to avoid exposing your body to the level of attrition and wear and tear that a regular season comes with, and you're able to ultimately get a break from all of that, this supposedly benefits Kawhi Leonard, because if anybody's experienced over the last couple of years in taking games off, it would be him. And so you have that combined with Paul George, with Doc Rivers coaching and motivating his teams, with a guy like Ty Lue, who's a lead assistant on your bench, who, by the way, used to coach LeBron and knows a thing or two about some of the things that he would do, even though Phil Handy, being with the Lakers, certainly is an assistance as well. But then Sam Cassell, knowing the game the way that he knows the game, their coaching staff, combined with the rest, combined with the level of load management they were already exercising, you take those things into consideration, I would say that the Clippers are the bigger beneficiaries. Not to say that it's been a negative for the Lakers. Ultimately, I think it'll be just fine for them too. But I think the biggest beneficiaries of all of this are the Los Angeles Clippers.
So, guys, I only played one season, and Stephen A., I couldn't agree with you more in your comments. I only played one season, so I didn't get a chance to feel or have my body trained for the playoffs when it makes that turn in April. But I have been around a lot of great players who have heard a multitude of conversations about this. And for a guy like LeBron James, you know, being 35 years old, that last game they had against the Clippers. Now, I know fans can say, well, you know, the Clippers won the two before that. Who really cares? But I think for the Lakers, that was a monumental game because they showed that LeBron could operate at a very high level and AD could operate at a very high level to get a win against a team like that. So LeBron making this turn into the playoffs, guys, if you listen to the podcast, like that, this is when his body this time of the year recognizes it's time to go up a notch. It's time to go to a different level. All the training has been accumulating to get to this point, to make that quick turn, to take it into a different stratosphere. Now having this time off, what that does for your body saying, what the heck are we doing? Why are we not competing at the ultimate, the highest level? You can't really reciprocate that training in an individual workout. So I would agree with you, Stephen A., wholeheartedly. I think this hurts the Lakers because I think they were actually finding their stride. They were finding their rhythm. And Max, there's nothing that is written in stone about them having play-in games before they get to the playoffs. This is all fluid. When they have a short window, if their window becomes shorter and shorter to play, we might need to go right into the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying they can't find that rhythm in the first round, but who knows what the playoff breakdown will be. So I think this is to a disadvantage for the Lakers having this time off, whereas I think that's for an advantage. And I agree with you, Stephen A. Smith, with the Clippers.
In terms of knowing his body, I get it. But he's never done this at this age. Of course, this is a new age, but even in this age range, and by this I mean play like you mean it from the beginning. LeBron with the Cavs even, he was surveying the landscape. What do I have to do? He was figuring it out, but not going pedal to the metal while he was figuring out. LeBron was playing hard, both ends of the floor, most of this season. It could be that even though he thought he knew his body in those situations, he turned the ignition, gas wasn't in the tank when it mattered most. Now, the gas will be there. Well, however he needs to get back in the flow, I think he'll have the ramp, and the gas should be there given this rest.
It's First Take, your take on ESPN News. I mean, it's a great question of does this help or hurt LeBron, but we're moving it forward to does it help or hurt any particular team? Which NBA team does this layoff help or hurt the most? We've got you guys calling in 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. Justin in Indiana, what's your take on it? Who does this layoff hurt or help the most in your mind?
As a Pacers fan myself, I'm actually super excited for this layoff, because we've been struggling through injury basically this entire season. Obviously, we didn't have Oladipo for over half of the season, and he's our, like, big star guy. So, and plus he's been struggling with injury even after he came back. So, seeing him, you know, giving this rest to not only him but our entire team just allows us to get in shape for if this season comes back when playoffs start, and we'll hopefully be at 100% health and be able to actually, you know, not get swept out in the first round again.
Justin, I like that call. I mean, Indiana, definitely. Anytime you're talking about a team that's been decimated by injuries, the layoff could actually be a benefit. Now, they have to get themselves in some sort of a basketball shape quickly. Again, we don't know when the NBA is going to come back, if there'll be some version of the regular season before they get into the playoffs, if it'll be truncated playoffs. You get a lot of tweets saying that it's the Lakers and the Heat that are most hurt. Jameson says, Lakers and Miami Heat most hurt. It was coming together fully for LA and unexpectedly in Miami. But the biggest benefactor is the Warriors. Longer layoff makes their title reign longer. So that's an interesting take on it. Getting a lot of votes for the Heat. Lazy Marquez, sorry if I'm not saying that correctly, says it can hurt the Heat the most because they were an unexpected team to be good in the East. Seeing a lot of that. Caden, in Oregon, what's your take? What NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most?
I think the layoff helps the Portland Trailblazers the most, just because you got a team down there with Damian and CJ, along with Ariza and Melo and Whiteside, and bringing back guys like Nurkic and Zach Collins with those guys, I think it's going to help them, give them more time to get back. And if the regular season continues, I think they have a big team down there that can do a lot.
Well, that's another team that's been hard throughout the course of the NBA season to put a finger on. At times it's looked dreadful, at times it's looked pretty good. So, you know, I'm curious to see what the layoff means for everybody in conditioning elements, too. Carolyn said on Twitter the layoff is the exact same as the season because the Bulls were already dead to me. Getting a lot of Bulls sadness in the Twitter feed right now for everybody figuring that it hurts at this point. Which NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most? 888-729-3776. Look, if you're asking me, the hurt side of this is pretty simple. It comes down to two different teams, the Clippers and the Bucks. Why? Because we have no idea what version of the playoff we're going to get. We have no idea what version of the remainder of the NBA season we're going to get. But I know this. The Clippers were built for depth, right? That's what we kept saying. It doesn't matter how good the Lakers are because the Clippers in a seven-game series have the depth that it takes. I don't know why I took the deep, dramatic voice for that, but you get my point. The thing of it is, we have no idea what the playoffs are going to look like. Will that depth even matter? And with everybody getting a long layoff at this point to rest themselves, will depth really come into play? I mean, in a load management world, you've got the entire NBA sort of resting themselves, managing themselves right now. So does depth really factor in the same way into the playoffs? I'm not sure. We won't know the answer to that. So it takes away a small edge. The other side of it is the Bucks, to me, are in the middle of this historic season where they have a real opportunity to at least make the NBA Finals. And if they make the NBA Finals, who knows? They're also in a prove-it moment with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's about to come up eligible for a massive contract, and they need to show him that in Milwaukee, he can have realistic opportunities to win championships. They were on that trajectory this year. So for me, the Bucks and the Clippers, two teams that have put so much into this season, and two teams whose brands need a championship so much for what they're trying to build for towards the future, both are now suddenly looking at it saying, now we're going to navigate different waters where the playoffs may not be the same, where the rest of the regular season may or may not come back. We don't even know what version of basketball we'll get. So I think we're hurt the most if you're Clippers fans or if you're Bucks fans. Keep giving me your take. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz. Which NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most? We'll get back to some of your take. But in the meantime, of course, we also have an NFL conversation to be having today around the Buccaneers, but not just around Tom Brady. We know and we've heard the rumors that there's at least speculation that Antonio Brown and Tom Brady would love the opportunity to play together. And we use that rumor to sort of find a reason why Antonio Brown was going to end up with the Buccaneers, give them yet another option. Well, Bruce Arians shot that notion down, saying quite simply that that wasn't something that they think is possible. So Damian Woody joined Max and Stephen A to talk about AB, the lack of AB for the Buccaneers.
This is why his future's in grave, grave jeopardy. He cannot be trusted. It's just that simple. He threw Ben Roethlisberger under the bus. He threw Juju Smith-Schuster under the bus by revealing DMs on Instagram or wherever it was that Juju Smith-Schuster sent to him privately, looking at Antonio Brown like a mentor, and he was betrayed by Antonio Brown. Okay, he goes to Oakland. He stands up John Gruden. He calls Mike Mayock out of his name in front of an abundance of people, basically, you know, clearly and flagrantly insubordinate. And then when he was supposed to meet with John Gruden to discuss things and talk about remaining an Oakland Raider at the time before they moved to Las Vegas, obviously, he taped the phone call. Okay, that Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, put together via conference call, him, Gruden, Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown, unbeknownst to them, he taped the phone call. Okay, in the meantime, he goes to New England. And when things fall apart there, he insults Mr. Kraft. I give him credit for not being discriminating in any way because he's attacked players, he's attacked coaches, he's attacked owners. He's even thrown Mike Tomlin under the bus with the diva mentality that he has. If you show an ability to be untrustworthy, why should somebody have you in the locker room? We can't diminish the significance and the importance of that. And you know when it's really, really bad? Your agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who's considered one of the best in the business, who's a specialist in going out there and getting you your money. Not only did he drop you, he had to drop you publicly. And if you recall, Max, Damian, Molly, I actually called Drew Rosenhaus out because I'm like, that's like grandstanding. Why would you publicize what you've done in terms of severing ties with this dude, at least for the moment? And then when you talk to sources in the industry, they're telling you that Drew Rosenhaus saying, I had no choice because this guy would take your calls and you don't know what he'll do with it. So your own agent who's out there to get you money couldn't trust you enough to be quiet and keep private conversations private. And my last point is this. Here's all anybody needs to know, and this is going to put a smile on Max's face because Max knows exactly where I'm going with this. It is a Thursday. Antonio Brown, all he has to do, Damian, Max, that's why he's smiling already. All he has to do is shut the hell up until Tuesday morning. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. You shut up until Tuesday.
Oscar,
and $29.125 million is guaranteed. And the man couldn't shut up. All you have to do is shut up. That's all you have to do. Now, if you can't be trusted
enough to be quiet
for 4 days, to guarantee yourself $29.125 million, how can anybody trust you? There's no way in hell. That's why Bruce Arians is right. There is no doubt about it, and I got no problem saying it.
Well, a couple things here. Number one, Bruce Arians was Antonio Brown's offensive coordinator his first couple years with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he has intimate knowledge of who Antonio Brown is as a person. Notice Bruce Arians never questioned his football skills, okay? Antonio Brown right now is probably one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League. Nobody can question that. All of this goes back to all the foolishness Antonio Brown has going on off the field. And Stephen A., you named all of them, from out in Oakland with John Gruden and Mike Mayock to up in New England with Mr. Kraft. And so much foolishness that Antonio Brown has going on. He has so much baggage, Stephen A., with a guy with a Hall of Fame resume that teams don't even want to touch him. Don't want to touch him at all. This is a guy in Antonio Brown. He's played the slot. He's played on the outside. They do have a need at a slot receiver, okay? But the fact that Bruce Arians came in and said, you know what, we don't want this guy, especially with everything that's going on this offseason, with the condensed offseason, we don't even know when it's going to start. Who wants to bring all that noise into the locker room?
Let's first take your take on ESPN News. Again, I've said this loudly. The most important thing about Antonio Brown is that Antonio Brown be sure that he's right mentally. That's all I care about for him. I think where he fits in the NFL will be something that gets answered over the long term as we see where his mental health is. It's ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's head over to the Shell Penzo Performance Line. I've got you guys chiming in. Which NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most in honor of the first take conversation about LeBron today? Let's go to Gabriel in Miami. Who do you think benefits or is hurt the most by the NBA layoff?
Hi, yeah, thank you for taking my call. You guys have been saying a lot that it hurts the Miami Heat. I actually think it's beneficial for the Heat because you have players like Myers Leonard and Tyler Hero that have been out for an extensive period of time. It gets them back and healthy and into the fold, and they're much-needed scoring that the Heat needed in end-game scenarios.
I don't mind that, Gabriel, but let me ask you a question. At the same time, while that's happening, stick with me, while you guys are getting healthy, couldn't you make the same argument if you're a Sixers fan? We're getting a lot of tweets saying Philly gets a benefit from this. Philly gets healthy through the process of it too, right? So do you feel like it benefits Miami more than it would benefit Philly getting healthy?
I mean, Miami is 3-1 in the season against Philly, so I think they should be okay with that. I think they match up well against Philly.
I don't disagree with that at all. They do match up well against Philly. But I think if we're going to look at health, and thanks for the call, man, I appreciate your take on it. If we're going to look at health and how it affects everything going forward, absolutely, to me, we have to look at the 76ers as a big, you know, they're looking at as an organization saying, hey, there could be opportunity, because especially if we're just going to get a quick playoff, we don't know what that's going to look like. Don't forget, we're brought to you by Simply Safe. With Simply Safe, you have a team of security experts ready to dispatch police at a moment's notice. I can't stress this enough. I've converted everything over. I use Simply Safe. You should do it too. Get free shipping at simplysafe.com/fits. That's simply with an I, simplysafe.com/FITZ. Go check them out. Tell them I sent you. So we're asking you who this layoff helps or hurts the most. And I think health has to be a big part of the conversation when you look across the board. And that's why suddenly, as people are talking about it, and we're getting a lot of teams or a lot of people that are tweeting it in, a lot of votes for Philly. Ben Simmons has time to, TJ says, helps Philly the most. Ben Simmons has time to learn how to shoot from the perimeter. TJ, if it hasn't happened by now, I don't know if it's going to happen. Bobby says it helps the Orlando Magic. They get healthy. A lot of people are using the health conversation, but Dax comes in and says Philly definitely getting grateful. They might be able to get Simmons and Embiid healthy with those two went down. Their season was over. I don't disagree with any of that. So I think health becomes a big part of what we have to look for and how we'd figure it out. Also, feel bad for a team like the Grizzly. I mean, come on. Memphis is looking at the opportunity to make the playoffs with Ja Morant. We've sort of become obsessed with Zion, but look over at Ja and what he did for Memphis. So definitely hurts them too. Keep them coming. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Which NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most? I want to get more of your thoughts on it. Don't forget Pennzoil synthetic motor oil is made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on sequence 4A wear testing using SAE 5W30. Coming up, should Carson Wentz be angry that the Eagles didn't have any interest in Deshaun? Oh, good God. We're going to try all that over again. It's Friday. Coming up, should Carson Wentz be angry, there we go, that the Eagles, so far so good, didn't have any interest in DeAndre Hopkins? We'll hear what First Take and the panel had to say. We'll do that next after this word from Indeed. We've been telling you about Indeed. We keep telling you about Indeed. And even right now, as everything looks so strange in the world, you still should have an eye on everything you need to know about Indeed. You're in charge of hiring for your businesses. Indeed's customized solutions help you quickly find the perfect new employee. Screener questions narrow the field based on your must-have job requirements. And adding Indeed's online skills test to your posting helps you make your candidate shortlist in record time. Now, your business can flourish with the help of just the right person. And right now, post your first job at Indeed.com/DJ today. You get a sponsored job upgrade and you get it for free. That's Indeed.com/DJ. Terms and conditions apply. Should Carson Wentz be mad? Hear what First Take had to say about it next. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. I'm Jason Smith. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't forget, tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast. Brings you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by ADT. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. We're trying to get you the headlines you need to know as you come in to the show. So I did want to remind you of a couple of big things here. The NFL will go on with the draft in April. Roger Goodell sent a memo out to teams, of course, Adam Schefter, because he's amazing, and now has that memo. And in the memo, it says, quote, public discussion of issues relating to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action. So Goodell not only tells the NFL teams that the draft will go on as scheduled April 23rd through 25th, he also tells everybody to sit down and shut up about it. So interesting moment from Roger Goodell to come out and make a bold statement telling teams that he doesn't really want their public speech about whatever he's decided will happen, and it looks like the draft will go on as planned. Also, big note from the NBA. All Utah Jazz players and staff have been cleared by the Utah Department of Health after completing their respective periods of isolation and quarantine after exposure to the coronavirus. I've had a few people tweet me questions about this and what it means, and I'll go back to the statement directly from the Utah Jazz. And it says, the Utah Department of Health has determined that all Jazz players and staff, including Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, who tested positive for the novel coronavirus, no longer pose a risk of infection to others. So Jazz players will remain in quarantine. They will remain in isolation as has been instructed. They will continue distancing because that's what's been instructed to do. But it looks like at this point, they pose no threat moving forward. We'll keep you updated on the news as we get it. And we want to keep taking your take. Which NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me. Which NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most? I want to get your take on it. We'll do that in just a minute. But first, First Take was fired up today. Stephen A. and Max were fired up about the fact that the Eagles were not interested in DeAndre Hopkins. And really, the question, should Carson Wentz be angry about that?
He should feel sick to his stomach. That's what he should feel like, primarily due to what Arizona gave up in order to get DeAndre Hopkins. You trying to tell me that if you could have gotten DeAndre Hopkins for that, as opposed to forfeiting a first round pick or what have you, you don't do that if you're Howie Roseman? I don't want to hear that. At the end of the day, it comes down to, what did Arizona, you trying to tell me that Houston settled for something from Arizona that they wouldn't settle for from you? Then Howie Roseman, you're not cultivating the relationships that you should cultivate. I'm making an assumption here. I don't know Howie Roseman, but I'm just talking about and comparing, you know, what he's talking about to what Arizona ultimately gave up. Take into consideration this. Nelson Aguilar missed about five games or so. Alshon Jeffrey missed about six games. DeSean Jackson missed 13 games. You don't have a single receiver on your squad who recorded a 1,000-yard receiving season. And your third leading receiver was a dude by the name of Miles Sanders, if I remember correctly. I mean, mean, come on. If you're the Philadelphia Eagles and you've got a franchise quarterback like a Carson Wentz, why would you not get him an elite weapon like that? It makes no sense whatsoever as far as I'm concerned. And if I'm Carson Wentz, I'd be sick to my stomach to know that at age 27, 28 years of age, I could have a dude that gifted who arguably has the best hands in all of football, doesn't drop passes. I have an opportunity to get that dude and you don't get him for me? Damn. That would hurt my feelings.
How should Carson Wentz feel, Stephen A? You say sick to his stomach. I have another option for you. How about overpaid? I mean, why would they not deal for DeAndre Hopkins? Well, one thing that's coming out is his contract demands were high, which I don't blame him. He's a great player. He should make a lot of money. But when you get paid like a top five quarterback, which Carson Wentz did, you got to perform that way. I know the market is now, oh, next guy up. If you're a franchise quarterback, you'd be top 15, top 10, top 12. If you're a franchise quarterback and you're a guy and you're good, we'll pay you as though you're the best quarterback in the world, yeah, or a top five quarterback. But that's a bad idea. The reason I hold Wentz to such a tough standard, the reason quarterbacks since the turn of this century, already 20 years old, the top paid guy never wins the Super Bowl. The reason everyone knows you got to win on that rookie contract. Carson Wentz got paid like a top five guy. He needs more. He needs more on offense. He needs more on defense. The reason I compare him to McNabb, and I don't let him off the hook, Stephen, I know McNabb has told you about that. McNabb, with less at times, used to go to the NFC Championship game. Okay, Carson, I believe in you. I think you got crazy talent. I think you do have top five talent. If you don't perform that way, and now you need one of the best receivers in the game, that guy wants to get paid too. Now you can't pay the defense. This is the reality of the economics of running a football team.
Let's first take your take on ESPN News. I mean, if we're going to talk about reality, let's at least be right. I've told you guys before repeatedly, I will continue to say it. I'll dig that back into our stats and info group. I'll get the numbers again, but there are absolutely no numbers that prove that you can't win a Super Bowl with a quarterback that's on a big money deal. In fact, the numbers are split. For playoffs and Super Bowl, it's about the same to quarterbacks that were on rookie deals versus quarterbacks that weren't. There is no substantiated proof that you can't win a Super Bowl if you pay your quarterback. Also, don't want to bog anybody down with facts, but as of right now, the Eagles have almost $29 million in cap space for today. That's $29 million in cap space right now today. And by the way, their biggest cap number is from Fletcher Cox. So if we're going to turn around and talk about some reason that there's an economic issue for the Eagles paying paying DeAndre Hopkins, there isn't. There wasn't. They can pay him should they choose to. And if we're going to talk about people that are preventing that, shouldn't we have a conversation about all of the players right now that are making incredible money? Like, I don't know, Alshon Jeffrey that has a $15.4 million cap number this year coming up, or Fletcher Cox, again, $22.8 million. This is an isolated argument against Carson Wentz, and it's an argument, frankly, that's being made without any facts. So the facts are that Carson Wentz is not preventing the Eagles from signing anybody, and that's a bad antiquated logic should it be used. In the meantime, should Carson Wentz be upset that they didn't go out and at least go after DeAndre Hopkins? Yes, but should we also acknowledge that there are teams across the board that believe there are difference makers in the draft this year that can be drafted in the first and second round that are plug and play wide receivers that can be great players with a lower cap number? Yes, that is actually true. So instead of coming in and moving forward with this false narrative that the pay of Carson Wentz prevents anything, let's at least look at the reasonable portions of the argument, which are the Eagles could believe that they can get the weapons they need in the draft, and that would not be a crazy logic since many teams are going into this year's draft with that same mindset. Also, Carson Wentz is being paid, and they can still win a Super Bowl. Good Lord. First take your take, ESPN Radio, ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're asking you, which NBA team does a layoff hurt or help the most? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I want your thoughts on it. Jerry in Washington, who do you think the NBA layoff hurts or helps the most? What's your take?
I was thinking like the Brooklyn Nets and the Golden State Warriors, because if Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson can come back from their injuries by the time they start playing again, they'd have an advantage.
No, Jerry, now that is a take right there. I mean, if we're going so far out that KD and Klay Thompson come back, I don't know what they'd look like, though. I mean, I don't know how much time it would take to knock the rust off. More likely, I still think that those guys aren't coming back until next season. But I love the mindset on it. I mean, that feels good. Dan in New York, who do you think is hurt or helped the most from the layoff?
Well, Jerry totally took my take because I was just going to say the 7-seed Brooklyn Nets, if that hiatus is long enough and Kevin Durant can come back and play, that would definitely benefit them the most, because even if he's only back at like 75-80%, I mean, you really have to have a conversation about the Brooklyn Nets having a chance to go to the finals this year, not next year, this year. Klay Thompson, I don't know if he's going to have that much of an effect for the Warriors. I think that's kind of a lost cause over there. But I think Kevin Durant could really propel the Brooklyn Nets far and deep into this postseason if he can come back even at 75%.
Well, Dan, I appreciate the take on it. I still think they'd be more likely to let him wait it out until he's 100%. There is a conversation, though, about the benefit that it would have next season for Brooklyn, because let's be honest, the longer this goes in to the summer with this layoff, and we don't know when it will come, but when the NBA does resume, there's the chance that it will cause next season to be affected or reduced also. And if that's the case, man, that is just it's another element that's going to help some of these guys that will be coming off injury. So we'll keep taking your take. Which NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, Roger Goodell announced that the dates of the NFL draft would not change. Should NFL GMs have a problem with that? You'll hear what First Take had to say about it next. It's First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. ESPN News, I'm Jason Fitz. I want to go back to, I said a moment ago, that the Philadelphia Eagles were not hindered by paying their quarterback. And again, this is logic that we hear all the time, and it's bad logic. I want to stress this to everybody. I had our wonderful people at Stats and Info go look this up for me a couple of months ago. I'm going to keep educating everybody on it. Over the last 10 seasons, there have been 51 different starting quarterbacks in the playoffs. 28 of them were on their rookie deal. The other 23 were not. So there isn't a big line of demarcation. The other side, you want to go all the way to the Super Bowl? In the last 10 years, if you look at the Super Bowl quarterbacks, there have been 5 on their rookie deal. Mahomes, Goff, Wilson, Flacco, and Kaepernick. Those are your 5 that were on their rookie deal. On their non-rookie deals, 8. So if you want to look across the board, there's absolutely no indication that you pay your quarterback and suddenly you can't go to the Super Bowl. That is absolutely false. It is old logic. We need to get it changed. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz. If you missed any of the first hour of the show, I was on fire. Go check it out in the First Take Your Take podcast, brought to you by the Capital One Quick Saver Card, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. What's in your wallet? We'll keep taking some of your take on who has helped or hurt the most by the NBA layoff. But first, the NFL draft is going to go on as scheduled. Booger McFarland joined Max and Stephen A. to talk about whether or not that's a good idea.
I think the complaints are legit, Molly, but at the end of the day, I like what Roger Goodell is doing. He's basically saying, listen, this is how we're going to do it. Damn it, don't be out in the middle of public criticizing me for how we're doing it. I came into this league when we were around 8 or 9 billion, and my job was to grow the league and grow the revenue. And I can't have you guys out in public. I don't care if you're the GM or the head coach. Don't criticize me. Oh, by the way, we're getting ready to negotiate these TV deals. So we got a lot of positive momentum going. And just because you guys don't like how I'm doing business right now, don't criticize me. So I understand what Roger's doing. Sometimes the reason you're paid the big bucks is you got to make the tough decisions. And I like what Commissioner Goodell is doing right now, even though some of the GMs don't like it.
I don't like it. I love it. Hell with them. You got a job to you ain't stepping on a damn football field. All you're doing all year is working the damn phones anyway. What's the problem? Excuse me, it's not going to be any fans in attendance. It's going to call upon you watching tape, watching film, going by what you're seeing and making a call. Oh, my God. What am I really asking you to do? I know your job. I don't want to hear anything from these damn GMs. Desperate times call for desperate measures. This is a different situation. Get the hell over it and do your job. We ain't asking you to go on the field and play. We ask you to work the phones like you always do. Continue to do it and make a decision.
No, Max? The GMs are right to criticize. I agree that Roger Goodell probably made the right call because it's a TV show. I mean, what the NFL is a TV show, but it's a reality TV show. And the reality is we're looking at a competition. The GM's job, even though he's an executive level, is still the competition on the field. So GMs, who are in certain states have access to facilities that others don't. And what they're really saying is, look, let's make a level playing field before we put on this draft TV show. I understand the complaint.
The draft TV show, though, is going to have the most captive audience possible. We're all going to be starved for sports, and this is going to be the one thing that we get that we can all tune into and yell about. So, to me, they're absolutely maximizing their audience by keeping it exactly when it is. Even if it is a competitive disadvantage for some teams, the fact is it's a huge win for the league as a whole. So they'll put the league as a whole ahead of a few teams that may suffer from it. It's First Take, your take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. We're asking for your take. Which NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most? Let's head over there and get some of your take in on this. JP in Dallas, who do you got as being hurt or helped the most?
Man, I have to go with the Los Angeles Lakers. And the reason being is not because of their current health situation, but because in the beginning of the year they signed DeMarcus Cousins, you know, to play their five to help them out, especially, you know, take a load off Anthony Davis, and they had hopes he was going to come back this year. Obviously towards ACL, but with hopes of comeback this year, if you get 2-3 months off and then DeMarcus Cousins is fully healthy and they're able to open up a roster spot for him, they're able to make a deep push in the playoffs, and I think that helps them the most.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. If they get Boogie back, that's a huge help for them. June in Queens, let's get your take on it. Which NBA team does the layoff hurt or help the most?
I definitely think that the Philadelphia 76ers needed a reset, and they're going to be the biggest winners. Based on the injuries of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, their chemistry issues, their ideology issues, if these guys have had a moment to speak to each other during this layoff and get healthy, they may be able to be a real legitimate threat in the East again. And on the other side, the Clippers were having chemistry issues because none of them have been playing on the court together at the same time for very long. And guess what? Now they're not practicing. Now they're not looking at film and things of that nature. Now they're not on the court together. I think that this kind of slows down their momentum just a little bit.
You know, I love that call, June. Thanks. Thanks for your take on it. I think you're absolutely right about both sides of it. For the 76ers getting healthy, for the Clippers, you're right. They're not getting any time together. They've had their issues all year. Tony in South Carolina, real quick, what's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to hurt the Raptors and the Bucks. They had a lot of momentum going. They were healthy. And now you're allowing the Sixers and the Celtics to get healthy. Those are two big teams that are going to take advantage of this.
Yeah, Tony, I don't disagree with that. That's a really good call. I think the Bucks definitely we're sitting on such a high season with so much momentum, and the Raptors doing the same. Like, we haven't paid enough attention to it. One of the things I love about Twitter is back-to-back tweets. I get this. Ryan says the layoff helps the Rockets tremendously. They love to run and shoot threes. A lot of power shooting comes from the legs. Having fresh legs is just going to make that offense more potent. The very next tweet, Matt says the layoff hurts Houston the most. If the season's shortened, the players that means the players will have to work harder to push their teams to the playoffs, which means James Harden has to play defense, which is never good for Houston. That's where we know we have Twitter at its finest, when back-to-back tweets can't agree on who this hurts or helps the most. I want to keep getting your thoughts on it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3777.